Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Hey, everybody, it's Clarissa here. We are back in the limelight, and I am in Los Angeles. Yeah, that's why we don't have the regular background that you normally get when I am back in Phoenix in the studio. It's a gorgeous day to say. I mean, you know, it's just one of those lovely things to be out here. I was so glad to finally get in a car and go somewhere. That was a big deal. That was an awesomely big deal. Well, we've got another extraordinary entrepreneur, and we have, a lot of us have been in working from home, smart working, as they call it. We have been probably packing on a few pounds. I know that I have. So I'm so thrilled to be having our next guest on, because he's going to fix me right now. I'm going to bring him on and he's going to fix me. Do not forget, though, to go over to inthelimelightmedia.com, where you can follow every video, listen to every podcast, and take a look at the In the Limelight magazine. June issue is out. It's looking really beautiful. And we're working diligently on the September issue for you all. And remember, it is intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. So let's get to the show, shall we? Yeah, I'm just going to bring him on. I think that that's the best thing to do. There's Desmond Harris. He is a health and nutrition coach. And he, I'm going to tell you, if you go to his website, everybody, or you go to his Facebook page and you see the kind of workout this guy does, oh, it's kind of scary. And not only does he do the video of the workout, then he speeds it up, you see. So it looks like he's like Mega Man doing this workout. It was like, oh man, he's not only is he doing all this crazy stuff in the gym, but you fast-forwarded it, which was really fun to watch. How are you, Desmond? Welcome to the
show. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I do that just to kind of, you know, get it all in one shot. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you did that to go, see, I can go faster. But that's like, it really looked great. I was thrilled to know of you and to meet you and to get you onto the show. What is it we need to know moving forward? I know that you made some drastic changes in the last some years of your life, and you'll tell me when, with your diet. That seemed to be where you started. There was a, you know, you were going down the normal American diet and it wasn't working for you. And one day you said, I'm going to start trying a bunch of different things as far as stuff. You wound up with clean. So give me a little bit of an idea as to how you went through that process and what kept, you know, leveling you up.
Yeah. First, thank you for having me on. I'm happy to be on the show. Yeah. So yeah, my journey with food started off, like you said, standard American diet. I was the typical, I mean, I'm 30 years old now, but you know, I started playing around with these things years ago. So my early 20s, coming out of the age of just being the typical athlete, you know, go in the gym, work hard, have the whey protein, go ahead, like find a steak, find the meat, just get it down the hatch. Don't really pay attention to what I'm eating. As long as I'm eating something and working out, that was my MO. That was my thing. And then I turned, I think it was right when I started to getting close to that 25 age. You know what I mean? It's such a sweet number. And, you know, your anatomy kind of changes. So.
Oh, there are more coming, darling. There are more coming. Just wait.
Well, I got a first taste of that when I was like right around 25.
Yeah, me too.
And I realized like, oh, I don't feel as good as I used to. What's going on, you know? And then I just made me realize that it all wasn't about working out. I actually had to pay attention to nutrition. So I started discovering other diets, tried Mediterranean, tried pescatarian, vegetarian, anything, everything else in between, to get me away from the standard American diet and just start eating more nutritious foods. So recently where I've landed in the past 3 years is I just went plant-based. Veganism, plant-based. I use the term plant-based now because I feel like it's more but yeah, I've just been on a plant-based diet and now I just feel amazing. I feel like I'm tapping into the fountain of youth a little bit. So it's really helped my workouts, my mindset, my overall lifestyle in general.
Yeah, I was watching on Netflix. I was watching a documentary. I'm going to try to remember Forks Over Food or something along those lines.
Forks Over Knives.
Forks Over Knives. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Yes. Forks Over Knives. And I watched it. And I've watched quite a few documentaries on Netflix talking about, just athletes and how they are trained to believe that, you know, you need the protein, need the meat, gotta have the meat. The more meat you eat, the better it is. And there are quite a few athletes that have come over to the other side now, to the glorious side of no meat and going plant-based, and their performance has, I'm not going to say skyrocketed, but there's a notable difference. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right. It's pretty incredible too. And it's almost like when you hear it, you're like, nah, no way. Cause you know, that's kind of just what we've just been kind of taught. Right. But you're right. There's been a lot of good foods. I think it was Forks Over Knives is one you're talking about.
Yes.
And if I can remember, there's another one called Game Changers that was recently out.
Yes, I saw it. I saw that too. Yes. And that was the guy that was doing the weights. Remember? In that one, he was the bodybuilder.
There was like a big bodybuilder guy. He was one of the world's top heavy strongman, like total anomaly.
You'd never expect it. So everybody's coming over to the other side, and not only is it because we're taking a look at our health, we're also taking a look at, you know, what's happening on the planet with animal and emissions, if you will. And so can you talk to that a minute?
Yeah, you're right, Cliff, sir. That was one of the things that got me to start eating my food differently too. I was like, somewhere along the lines, I started paying attention to chemicals and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and it was actually before I got into nutrition. I was like, I want to have cleaner water. Yeah. Like, I want to have food that's not filled with like additives and stuff. So I started paying attention to that before I even went plant-based. And then, you know, I started learning about, you know, animal agriculture and what it does to the planet. And, you know, it's just very unsustainable.
I couldn't come up with a word. Thank you. Yes. Animal agriculture.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I get it mixed up. And
not only is just the treatment of the animals, it's the treatment of the animals. It's really something to take into consideration because, you know, if you take a look at those documentaries, and if you haven't, you probably should. I know that it would change your mind if you did, right? So I think everybody should, you know, be a little bit more mindful about that as well. And I'm still on the fence about eggs, though. I have to say, I am still on the fence about eggs and veganism because, yes, it's an animal protein, but it's not hurting anybody. But anyway, so I digress, but go ahead.
No, I'm with you. but yeah, I think that's what it is. Just kind of being more aware of like what we're doing and how we affect our environment.
Yeah.
Right. And just the effect we have, you know, like.
Right. So let me ask you a question. Let me ask you this question. As someone that needs to lose a little, I mean, I do. I'd like to lose 10, 15. I think it'd be great. How do vegans, because I'm a sugaraholic and I really have fought with sugar my entire life, and I've been really good lately. I mean, I have to say, no sugar. If I'm, you know, using it, it's a sugar alternative, mostly stevia, actually only stevia, because the other sugar alternatives I didn't get along with very well. But how does a vegan satisfy a sweet tooth? Don't say a banana.
Okay, I won't say banana.
Don't say orange either.
Different fruits, you know. Honestly, the way to go is just different fruits. You can try some like types of syrups.
Right.
There's stevia, and I'm totally with you. Like, I have a sweet tooth, you know. Yeah. I would still go and have the craving to get some gummy bears, and you know, I have those favorite, you know, naughty foods of mine that I still enjoy.
Malt balls.
I thought you said malt balls.
Right now, malt. Silly. Malt.
Yeah.
Malt.
Something about the texture and the crunch and everything, right?
You got it. I have a hard time with that.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing, you know, with eating clean, I know that you can go down the grains path. I can't eat gluten, so I have to be careful of some grains. But even rice and brown rice, it's so full of carbs. You know, how do you maintain weight with all the carbs that come with vegan?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Carbs aren't our enemy, like, you know, most people think, especially when you're having whole grain carbs. That's the thing. So there's something that's called like the GI index, glycemic index.
Right.
So, you know, foods that are whole in nature, they usually have a lower glycemic score. So when you have that carbohydrate, your blood sugar is not going to spike because your body has to like really break it down over time. And you don't really get that insulin spike. So you're not going to get that weight gain. So having something like a sweet potato is a lot healthier than having something as, you know, white bread or like a Pop-Tart, so to say, because that Pop-Tart, it doesn't have the fiber. It doesn't have the, you know, those small nutrients out of it that the whole food does. So you're not going to see the weight gain as much. So I think that's actually, you bring up a good point. I think that's one of the myths when it comes to eating plant-based. People think that they have to avoid carbs all the way, but carbs are your friend. You know, carbs actually
beans. I mean, you can eat a lot of beans on clean diet, right?
Carbs. A lot of fiber. Yeah. You know? Yep, you're right. Yeah. So I think it's more just like getting the natural carbs, the whole carbs.
All right. Everybody, driveyourhealth.com. I'm going to have you take a look at it right there. And then I'm going to bring it up here in a second. We're going to make it a ticker, which I should have done in the first place. So here it comes again. There it is. Driveyourhealth.com, everybody.
That's so cool.
Get over there and make sure that you take a look at Desmond, see what he's doing. Desmond, what do you have for breakfast?
Oh my gosh. All right. So my favorite thing right now, Clarissa, and I'm going to put you on this. You have to try it. All right. So, well, first of all, are you a fan of oats?
Yes. Eat them every morning with yogurt. Yogurt that I make myself. Oats.
How do you make your yogurt? All right. Yeah, I might have to pick your brain.
I'm going to teach you. Oh, it's so easy. You're going to love it. Make your own yogurt. A lot cheaper. No additional sugars. None of that. Then I put the oats, you know, nuts and whatever, and then some raisins and cran raisins, you know, the cranberry raisins, and I put them all in a bowl, and then I put in the sugar-free syrup.
Nice. Okay.
There's probably some corn syrup in that, and you mix it all up, and then I throw that into my homemade yogurt, and that's what I eat. But it's a lot of carbs.
All right, question for you, and then I'll answer your breakfast question. How long does it take you to make homemade yogurt? I'm really curious.
Okay, so you put the milk into the if you get a slow cooker.
Yeah.
You know the slow cookers? Gallon of milk. You have to bring it up to 180 degrees. So that's where you kill off all the bacteria. No hotter because you don't want to scald the milk. So you have to be you put it in there. I put it in for 4 hours. And in the 4 hours, it comes up to about 180. You watch it. You unplug it. Then you bring it back down to 115 degrees, where then you take a scoop of the milk out of there and you get a little yogurt that you got at the store, you know, like a non-fatter, you know, with no sugar. Put that together and then pour it back into all the milk mixture. You cover it up, then you cover it up with the lid, and then you put a towel over it overnight. And when you wake up, you've got yogurt and it splits from the whey. So now you have the liquid whey that you can use in a million different ways.
Yeah.
See what I did there? And then you have the yogurt itself, and it renders about 2 to 2.5 to 3 of the regular yogurts. So for me, it's like $2.15 for a gallon of milk. I get now if you go buy that yogurt, that's $4 or $5 a pop, right? So, for $2.15, I've got now 3 yogurts, no additional anything, no additional sugar, none of that, just the milk. And then, you know, now I've gotten the kefir grains, so I'm doing kefir as well. Do you know how to do kefir grains?
Yeah, I do, but I always pronounce it kefir. Maybe I'm the
kefir. Okay, I look it up. It's kefir, but that's okay. You say potato and I say patata. It's all right. We're going to make it through this. I did kefir there now. They're actually here. I brought them with me from Phoenix so that they wouldn't die in the fridge. They're out. Anyway, they're out on the counter and they're doing well. I do that. And then I forget where I was going with that. But anyway, I try to stay as healthy as I can. But again, the other thing I wanted to say was like, for me, moving into nut milks is very difficult. So the casein apparently isn't doing, I eat a lot of milk. I do. So it's really not that good either. So I'm trying to now wean off onto nut milks.
Okay. Well, I like that. You're being super resourceful. So the breakfast I usually have is oats. And what I'll do is I'll take some organic, try to get your oats organic because that's very important because you want to avoid any kind of, you know,
contamination
and things like that.
Right.
So get organic oats. You know, I don't have organic oats right now, but I should. So I'm teaching myself right now. Get organic oats and then I'll just cook them down and then I'll add some frozen blueberries. I'll add some goji berries. I'll add a big old scoop of peanut butter, about 3 to 4 dashes of cinnamon.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's not over yet. 3 to 4 dashes of cinnamon. And then if you want to, you can add like some trail mix in it. And then add, to make it sweeter, just use organic maple syrup and blend it all together. It is
so good. It's the bomb. I know. So you put that in your yogurt or you just eat it that way?
Oh, I just eat the oats with the fruit and the stuff. No yogurt. Just all that stuff I just mentioned right there. It's good. Yeah, that's like my favorite breakfast right now.
Yeah, I have to be really careful because that's for me. Again, you got the raisins and the nuts. It's like for me, it's fats and carbs and fats. So, you know, you're a young 30-year-old guy. I'm a 61-year-old woman that, you know, we have to be a little bit more careful with our weight. So, you know, I can at least, you know, my experience, I have to be a little bit more careful. But yes, I am enjoying those things as well. So that's sweet. So there's a sweet for you, right? And I can even eat that if I wanted to. Just, you know, as a little desserty kind of thing, just a little bit of it in the evening, just to get my sweet tooth taken care of, get it satisfied.
Oh yeah, you really can. And you know, if you want to make it more sweet too, I just met a lady who does like, she's all about dark chocolate. She's using me how to use dark chocolate. You can start to add chocolate to things, and dark chocolate is pretty healthy for you. And it's very, you know, it'll hit that sweet tooth.
Yeah. Shouldn't have told me that. You shouldn't have gone there. Shouldn't have told me that part. Okay. So when somebody starts to work with you, what do you start them out with diet first and then, you know, get them into the gym, or is it on all one at the same time?
The first thing I do is I get clear on what their goals are, like why the heck they want to work with me, what they're trying to do, what they're trying to create, where have they been, where do they want to go, what are their obstacles and challenges. And once you figure that out, typically we'll start with a combination of like a nutrition plan, and then we'll make a fitness plan around that. And then, of course, you know, if I'm going to be your coach, we got to set up some kind of coach relationship, so we have some accountability there too. So those three things are like the three pillars of the program that I do for my clients.
Where are you located, and do you train over the web?
I do train over the web. I'm located in Rhode Island in Connecticut. Right now, I'm going to be doing some personal training out of a gym in Connecticut, but all my other clients are 100% virtual. Yeah.
Wow. Are you on close to the ocean?
Very close to the ocean, and I love it.
You're lucky. I grew up down the Jersey Shore when I was a kid.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. So where can everybody find you? Because I think everybody should be working with you. That's just what I think. So
yeah, I think so too. You're right. They can find me on Facebook. They can go to my website, or they can find me on Instagram. My Instagram my tag is at Des Harris Fit. Facebook, okay. Desmond Harris. Like you said, like I post on Facebook a lot. I'm very active.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really crazy because, so what's going on with the gyms up there? In this moment, what's happening? Is it, are they open?
It's been kind of crazy. They're opening up back now. But it's a slow process, right? Because they have all these different regulations, some gyms, because I go back and forth between Rhode Island and Connecticut. So when I work out in Rhode Island, their state regulations are wear a mask at all times, even when you're working out. And I'm like, I go to Connecticut and they're just like, oh, wear a mask when you walk in the building, but that's it. Once you get to work, just keep your space and you're fine. So a lot of different things going on with the gyms.
I think that's kind of the way it is out here in California. I got here a couple of days ago. I haven't been out yet, but I plan to. I'm actually in Malibu and about half a mile from the beach. So I'm going to be doing the beach thing on the other side of the United States. And I'm excited because I don't get to see, you know, I live in Phoenix normally. So I don't get to see my beloved oceans as much as I would like to. So I'm excited about that. Any last thoughts? What's the takeaway here? What's everybody need to know that's been home, COVIDed, you know, in their homes, not going out as much, and probably have gained a few? What would the first step be?
First step, I would say, is, man, just put me on the spot. First step.
Oh, you.
What'd you say?
Just to get with you.
Yeah. First spot is to find me, go to my website and my social media pages. Secondly is come up with a really digestible, easy plan. If it's like, I would say start with exercise and just get yourself on a regular routine.
Right. It
doesn't have to be extravagant. You know, something as simple as getting up and saying you're going to walk 30 minutes a day or doing a 10-minute workout a day.
Yeah.
Basically, you want to get into building a habit of moving your body. And then from there, you can start to pay attention to your food. And then from there, you know, just keep on the journey and you can find me and we can take it to the next level.
Take it to the next level. Yeah. I'm saying that's the way. Do it that way. Okay. I want to thank you so much for being on the show. Are you headed to the beach now?
I'm not. I actually might go get a run this afternoon.
There we go. All right.
I'm also a runner. We didn't get into that. I do a lot of running. Yes.
Yeah. All right, then. I'm glad you have that kind of time because I don't. I've got another interview coming up right after you, but I do want to thank you for being on the show, Desmond. It's been real fun talking to you. Thanks so much. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Are you looking for a place with positive information? Well, look no more. This is the place, InspiredNewsRadio.com. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, positive talk radio. Shows designed to inspire, inform, educate, and motivate. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, and I'm one of the hosts right here on InspiredNewsRadio.com, and I ask you to please tune in every single week to my show, Mind Your Own Business. InspiredNewsRadio.com, the place to be for positive talk.
Hey everybody, it's Clarissa, and if you know me, you know I love to travel. I'm always on a plane, a train, or a car, and I love discovering new places, new hotels, new resorts, you know, just new adventures. That's why I'm so thrilled to offer to you a membership to the Clarissa Travel Club. Yep, it's at no expense to you, but it's travel at a massive discount. Here's the deal. It's savings up to 70%. No travel restrictions, no blackout dates. Almost any hotel in the world. There are over a million hotels, everybody, that you can go and search on ClarissaTravelClub.com. It's free to join. Works for friends and family, so have everybody else sign up too. It's a user-friendly site, I have to say, and here's the clincher. It's 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price. Let me say that again. 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price within 24 hours of departure date. So sign up now and receive instant access to incredible savings and terrific offers. It's just that easy. I lived in Italy for 30 years and I love Italian food, but Italian food didn't really love me because a lot of it had gluten in it. I didn't understand why I was getting so sick all the time and why I was having reactions and rashes and just generally not feeling well after eating. I myself am a celiac and I found out the hard way. An internationally renowned chef, Rita Romano, and I have created an Italian gluten-free gastronomy cookbook that is made just for you. If you have celiac disease, gluten intolerance, or even if you don't, you are gonna love this book. Satisfy your passion for Italian food without gluten. The book has 70 delicious, authentic, and modern recipes, each with beautiful illustrations and many photographs taken in Italy. Cook up a meal that family and friends can enjoy. There's bruschetta and pasta, soups, risotto, focaccia, and scrumptious desserts. Italian gluten-free gastronomy also includes a variety of vegetarian and vegan recipes. An 8.5 by 10 inch hardcover with a beautiful dust jacket. You can get that at clarissabert.shop and click under Feel Good. And for the digital version, you can find it on Amazon.
Okay, everybody, that's it for this episode. I would love it if you'd go like, subscribe, and share. Let everybody know how much great information you've gotten here today. And follow me on social. You can find me pretty much anywhere under Clarissa Burt, and on Facebook it is Clarissa Burt Official. Go to InTheLimelightMedia.com where you can sign up for my newsletter to get all kinds of great information. It's a monthly newsletter. And you can also read the In the Limelight digital magazine. It is a quarterly, so that you can keep abreast of all of the people I get to meet and greet and interview. We've got great articles there, all kinds of resources for the savvy entrepreneur that you are. See you next time.